This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, director of Eugene Public Library, with a book review of The Triumph of Seeds by Thor Hansen. I love to explore new ideas through nonfiction in the hands of an excellent writer. Guns, Germs, and Steel, or The Beak of the Finch come to mind. So I expected to enjoy Thor Hansen's award-winning natural history, The Triumph of Seeds, How Grains, Nuts, Kernels, Pulses, and Pips Conquered the Plant Kingdom and Shaped Human History. I wasn't disappointed. Hansen's style is that of a well-honed raconteur. He shares stories from his own personal experience as a dad to a seed-obsessed toddler living in the San Juans, or as a botanist mapping almendros seeds in the forests of Costa Rica, and he peppers it with the research of other experts. For every point he makes, there's a tale or two that illustrates and connects and invites us to explore the ideas further. We begin to realize the amazing impact seeds have made on development of civilizations. Hansen begins by defining a seed as a box containing a baby plant and its lunch. He talks about the mystery of germination, how we can't really know if a seed is viable until we plant it. He's constantly pointing out seed-based foods ranging from the staff of life to an almond joy. Stories range from Olduvai Gorge, from the bottom of a coal mine to Charles Darwin on the Beagle. In the chapter on coffee, we not only learn the biology of the bean, but also of coffee's impact as the great soberer as the Middle Ages transitioned into the Age of Enlightenment, and its role in our wired society today becomes an excuse to visit the best coffee house in Seattle. It's like sitting in conversation with a well-traveled old friend, preferably over some seed-based beverage such as well-brewed coffee or a local craft beer. This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, reviewing The Triumph of Seeds by Thor Hansen.